you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the brings out the carts on a forklift. What happens? They make you management.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. Yes, I feel I am dumber after listening to that comment, but it's a common thing. If you listen to Joe Biden, you walk away questioning your sanity, questioning your intelligence. It's a common thing. But first, before, hey, thank you, Justin. I got news this week that Justin just put the Paranormal Patriot music, the intro, as his ringtone. That is awesome. Great job, Justin. Thank you for making the Paranormal Patriot part of your everyday life. So thank you for joining me this week. I am wearing the tinfoil hat because we're going deep into the rabbit hole. We're going to talk UFOs. They've started their congressional hearing on UFOs this week. We're going to talk some Joe Biden and mumble through it and try and make sense of what he's saying. It is going to be a great show this week, but thank you for listening as always. First off, before I begin the show, I posted it on my Facebook page, but if you're not a fan of the Paranormal Patriot on Facebook, I think you can still do it. Go to the Paranormal Patriot on Facebook and click like, and you get all the information that I cannot apparently send out now on Facebook because my Facebook account was hacked. It's been hacked for a while, to be honest with you, but I figured out how to get into it by using the person that hacked me, just using their email because they just changed the email, not the password. Well, I had to restart my phone, and I normally don't let my phone go down to zero so it dies out, but I had to because it was running so slow that I didn't know what app was slowing it down, so I had to restart it. And when I restarted it, I couldn't log into Facebook, so I started sending, hey, send me this SMS text code so I can change my password. Well, it wasn't sending to my phone, and I was getting pissed. And at this point, I knew that the person that hacked me, which is peseline52@gmail.com, peseline52@gmail.com, I knew that they are getting all these text messages to change my password, and I'm getting pissed. I need access to this because this is how I promote my show. So I'm just pounding that button. Why aren't you sending it? And I must have done it 50 times, and they must have got pissed because now I can't even access my account. My account is not even there. Now, people have said, well, I can get on it, but you're not posting anything. Yes, that's right, because even if I do the way that I used to do it where I put in their email address and my password, it doesn't access. So I decided I'm going to just open up a new Facebook account and start adding friends. So I put in my Facebook information and start adding people, and all of a sudden, I can't add anybody. I can't go into my account anymore because they have locked it. Oh, it's suspicious activity. Whatever it is, I can't communicate with any one of my listeners except by email. So if you are trying or have been trying to get a hold of me through Facebook or through Messenger, scrap it. I still have access to the Paranormal Patriot. I go to Business Suite, and I think I can still post on Facebook. I'll find out this week. But just know that if you're trying to contact me through Facebook, it's not going to happen. If you're trying to contact me, I know Karen, I know Mike, I know a lot of my listeners. They contact me through Messenger. I can't get them anymore. They've deleted my account. I went to restore my account, and it asked for some type of ID. And against my better judgment, I scanned and took a picture of my driver's license and sent it to him because that was one of the things. You could do a passport, a voter ID, a driver's license, and a bunch of other stuff. I sent him my driver's license, and they came back and said, well, we can't verify that this is you. Really? This is me. Why anybody would want to hack my account, I don't even know. Roy Patterson, you sent me a message. Hey, sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do? Yes, Roy, there is. Find out who the hell hacked me. Let me know so I can go Liam Neeson on them. Teach him a lesson. Because there is no reason to hack my account other than the fact that maybe you hate my views. That's the only thing I can think of. But now I think this is a personal vendetta against me from Facebook because I can't get anywhere. I've tried to create a whole new account, a third account. Nope, can't do it. It locks it automatically. And I'm like, I'm done. So what I did is I went on Truth Social Media. If you haven't been on there, it's actually a really good site. A lot of apple cider vinegar ads. I'm not sure what that's all about. But if you haven't, go to Truth Social Media. It's Trump's page. It's Trump's social media. I'm on there. The Paranormal Patriot. Like it. I will post the show on there. I'll do my best to post it on Facebook. I really don't know what's going to happen after today because I can't get into the account. Facebook is no help at all. Absolutely none. You can't talk to anybody. You can't chat with anybody. You have to send them an ID. And you send them an ID and they're like, well, we really can't verify this is you. How can you not verify that that's me? It's got my name, my address, my driver's license picture, my picture on it. If you go back and look at the pictures of me on Facebook, they match. But, you know, this is Facebook. I'm a conservative. Facebook hates conservatives. So I'm sure there might be something to do with that. Some people are saying, well, if you just start adding people left and right, they're gonna flag that as suspicious activity. Why? Why? I'm adding people that I'm not adding them. I'm just asking them, hey, you want to be my friend again? Why is that suspicious? I can't put into words how much I hate Facebook. I absolutely hate it. But in this line of work, where I'm a podcaster, that is the world's most popular social media site. I have to be on there to promote this show, to gain listeners, to keep the listeners I have. And it sucks. Until there's something better that comes out, I'm stuck with it. So all you computer savvy people that listen to this show, please, please create a social media site that's not run by an utter jackass, that's not run by communists that are out to censor anything that is against their views. Please. I tried to go on Parler and they canceled Parler. People have told me to go on Telegram. I'm not even sure what Telegram is. I think my best bet is the Truth Social Media site. So let's all migrate to Truth Social Media and tell Mark Zuckerberg to F off. Because I'm not all about censorship. I'm not all about restricting freedom of speech. And he's all about it. So let's tell him to F off. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the congressional UFO hearings as well as many, many other things. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Alrighty, so for the first time in almost 50 years, Congress has been briefed on the subject of UFOs. And a lot of people, I've been doing a lot of research and a lot of reading on this, and a lot of people are commenting, oh, another instance of nothing coming out of it. We're no farther along than we were before. Well, I beg to differ. There's a couple things on there that, just like what I played for you last week, it piqued my interest. If you listen and listen and listen again, they're telling you something. I'm going to play for you an audio clip. This audio clip is from Democratic Illinois Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy. He used his time during Tuesday's open subcommittee hearing on the UFO phenomena to ask about collisions between United States assets and UFOs. Listen to the response that this representative received.
Mr. Krishnamoorthy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to both of you for appearing today and for your public service. First question is, there have been no collisions between any U.S. assets and one of these UAPs, correct?
We have not had a collision. We've had at least 11 near misses, though.
Excuse me? 11 near misses. So, you're telling me that the U.S. military has unidentified flying objects flying in U.S. airspace and inside United States military training facilities, and they've had 11 near misses, in other words, almost collisions with an unidentified flying object, and they don't know where it's from? Either they know where it's from and they're not telling us, or they don't know where it's from. And I think the latter is the answer on that. 11 near misses. Now, can you imagine the absolute blowback if it got out that we had a military pilot that collided with an unidentified flying object and was killed? Can you imagine the public outcry? Well, it's happened before. January 7th, 1948, 25-year-old Captain Thomas F. Mantell, who was a member of the Kentucky Air National Guard, he died in a crash of while he was flying his P-51 Mustang fighter near Franklin, Kentucky, while in pursuit of an unidentified flying object. And let's not forget First Lieutenant Felix Eugene Moncla Jr., who is presumed dead. November 23rd, 1953, he was a pilot who disappeared while performing an air defense intercept of an unidentified flying object over Lake Superior in 1953. So we have had instances of pilots who have either died or have come up missing and not to be found. I mean, Felix Moncla, his plane has never been found in Lake Superior. Now, in the skeptic's defense, Lake Superior is absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. But I would think in this day and age, you'd be able to find something of a wreckage, and they can't find anything. This pilot and his plane disappeared without a trace. This isn't the Atlantic Ocean. This isn't the Pacific Ocean. This is Lake Superior. Granted, Lake Superior is absolutely huge. However, you should be able to find some type of wreckage. I'm not a wreckage or a salvage guy. I don't do treasure hunts. I don't go and do sonar on lakes and rivers to find buried treasure. But I would think in this day and age, we'd be able to find some sort of wreckage.
I'm not saying this is common, but it does happen. I mean, the Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, Scott Bray, came out and just said, yeah, we've had 11 near misses. That is disturbing. 11 pilots' lives were at stake due to an unidentified flying object. I'm not going to call them UAPs. I still don't understand why we had to change the name from UFOs to UAPs. The only reason I can think of is that they're trying to distance themselves, that is the government, they're trying to distance themselves from the old UFO Project Blue Book. They're trying to distance themselves so they can start opening up about what these things are, and they can't do that if they call them UFOs, so they're going to change the name to Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, UAPs. I get the analogy. I get why you do it, but they'll always be UFOs to me. UAP, UFO, it's the same damn thing. But beside that, more was shown and talked about during this conference. They showed video of spherical objects that defied the laws of physics. They showed video of triangular objects, which I believe to be the TR-3B, which is a super secret American warplane on the same vein of the stealth bomber. I believe that these TR-3Bs are real, but they're ours. Now, these spherical objects that are stationary, they defy the laws of physics. Many, many, many military people or military pilots have had contact with these. Nobody knows what they are. Now, alleged pedophile, Adam Schiff, he talked to Scott Bray about these sightings, and this is what they had to say. Now, what you're going to hear now, in the background, they are showing a video of a spherical object that a pilot has recorded. I want to play for you what the interaction was between Adam Schiff and Scott Bray was, and what exactly is going on, what they're seeing. So listen to this and tell me what you think.
Are you looking outside of a civilian aircraft window? Is that what we're looking at?
We're looking outside
of
US Navy. Okay. Now what you're seeing in the video, I know you can't see it, is a round object just floating in the sky.
Is that it right there? Can you point to the screen again what we're supposed to be looking at?
Now, as much as I hate Adam Schiff, he did ask quite a few good questions. Let's listen to him.
Last year's report also said that of those 144, 18 of them reportedly appeared to exhibit unusual flight characteristics, appear to demonstrate advanced technology, and some of them appeared to remain stationary in winds aloft, move against the wind, maneuver abruptly, or move at considerable speed without discernible means of propulsion. That's pretty intriguing. And if you're able to answer this in this setting, are we aware of any foreign adversary capable of moving objects without any discernible means of propulsion?
I think I would, without discernible means of propulsion, I would say that we're not aware of any adversary that can move an object without discernible means of propulsion. The question then becomes, in many of these cases where we don't have a discernible mean of propulsion in the data that we have, in some cases, there is likely sensor artifacts that may be hiding some of that. There's certainly some degree of something that looks like signature management that we have seen from some of these UAP. But I would caution. I would simply say that there are a number of events in which we do not have an explanation.
Let me break that down for you. There are a number of events that we do not have an explanation. Aliens are real. I don't want to whisper like Joe Biden, but aliens are real. I don't know if they're coming from another planet, another solar system, another dimension, another universe. But the government has essentially just said, these things are real. We have no idea what they are. There is no country on this planet that can build a round object that will defy the laws of physics like these unidentified flying objects do. If you are very skeptical about the existence of UFOs, you better change your tune pretty quick, because it's coming. Disclosure is coming, and it's coming hot and heavy. Honestly, in this day and age, nothing would surprise me. I wouldn't doubt the Democrats just right before the November election say, UFOs are real. We're the party that told you that UFOs and aliens are real. Vote for us. At this point, the Democrats are going to do anything. Oh, I'm sorry. The communists. I got to learn this. I've got to continue to say this. But the Communist Party of America will tell you UFOs are real. And we are the ones that told you the Republicans won't do that because they want to keep you in the dark. It wouldn't surprise me, because now they're just picking straws. They're like, what is going to work? They're throwing crap on the wall, seeing what sticks. And that's where we are right now. So for those who said, well, we didn't get anything again from this congressional hearing on UFOs, I beg to differ. You have to dig in to what they say and look between the lines. It's there. Ladies and gentlemen, UFOs are here. UFOs are real. We have no idea, or they're not telling us where they're coming from or who they are. But they're here. And that is something you need to accept. Because if you want to fight that when they arrive, which I believe is going to be soon, your world's getting turned upside down. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, oh my gosh, you have got to listen to this next segment. WHO, taking control. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. By the time we get back, it's gonna be cold. I'll put my arm around your shoulder and pull you close. I'm a pretty good guy, but I don't like to boast. I've got a German Shepherd and he sleeps in my bed. And if you play your cards right, you'll wake up right by his head. Let's lay a blanket on the grass and look at stars. I said I'd like.
Welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
Alrighty, so this pains me to even talk about, because our national sovereignty is about ready to go the way of the dodo bird. It's going to be extinct. We will not have any national sovereignty, courtesy of the communists of America and the Joe Biden administration. You see, between May 22nd and May 28th, the 75th World Health Assembly will convene at the United Nations headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, with delegates from 194 nations. They are going to vote on the Biden administration's amendments that will hand over national sovereignty and authority to the World Health Organization. The same World Health Organization that completely lied through their teeth and manipulated the data concerning COVID. On January 18, 2022, officials from the Biden administration quietly sent the World Health Organization extensive amendments without an official statement or single press release. These proposed amendments are written to strengthen the organization's ability to unilaterally intervene into the affairs of nations merely suspected of having health emergencies of possible concern to other nations. If these amendments are approved, the World Health Organization will have the power to declare an international health emergency, therefore nullifying the powers of nation states. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? The Biden administration is essentially giving the sovereignty of the United States over to the World Health Organization. So when there's a epidemic or a pandemic, the World Health Organization is going to come in and dictate the rules. They are going to be able to mandate vaccinations. They're going to be able to mandate quarantines. They're going to be able to mandate mask mandates. My freedom, your freedom, gone. Because the Communist Party of America, who was formerly known as the Democrats, have decided to sell out this country for more power, more money. At this point, any politician who goes against the will of the people in order to achieve the will of the party is no longer a politician. They're a traitor. Because this is not how America was meant to be. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, you are complicit in this. You do not listen to the people that put you into office. All you're concerned about is, how do I get more power? How do I get more money? How do I make sure my future generations, they're going to be well off? That's not how this was supposed to be. Back when the founding fathers proposed the Senate and the Congress, they were paid per diem. Basically, they were only paid when they worked. They would only work a couple months out of the year, then they'd go back and they would continue their lives. Why did they do that? So they would be in touch with their constituents. They would feel the effects of how they vote. Do you think any Republican or Democrat in office right now feels the effects of how they're voting right now? I guarantee you the answer is no. Jennifer Granholm, the failed governor of Michigan, who is now the energy secretary, has no clue on how to relieve the gas prices in this country. She laughs, she mocks, she scoffs at this because she doesn't care. She's going to be flying to Davos, Switzerland. Is she paying for the gas? No, she's not. That's why she doesn't care. And it's just like every politician. But back to this World Health Organization. The World Health Organization, they want countries to sign a new treaty. The treaty would have the World Health, it basically be a World Health Organization treaty or constitution. And it takes precedence over a country's constitution. So in other words, Joe Biden, the Communist Party of America, the Democrats, are handing over our sovereignty and our constitution to the World Health Organization. And that applies during natural disasters or pandemics. This would allow the World Health Organization to make their guidelines mandatory to the public of all countries who sign. How do you like mandatory lockdowns? How do you like mandatory mask mandates? How do you like mandatory vaccinations? Because that is what's coming. Our government, who we supposedly, 81 million votes, put into office, is selling out this country for their pockets, for their power. That's not politics. That's treason. That is beyond treason. That is throwing away the country. Again, when you take your ambitions, your power, and put it over your constituents, you are not a politician anymore. You are not elected. You are treason. You are an enemy of the state. I'm looking directly at you, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, Lindsey Graham, you name it. It goes across party lines. There are too many politicians out there that don't give a rat's ass about the people that put them into office because they only care about you every couple of years. And they will pander to you. Oh, I've done so much for you. Really? Let's look at what you've done for us. You are about ready. I think it's May 29th. Is it the 29th? That they vote. And we lose our sovereignty. We no longer are a sovereign nation due to the Communist Party of America, aka the Democrat Party. And some of you may say, well, why wouldn't the World Health Organization want to be in charge of pandemics? It starts with pandemics. And it gradually, it's just like how we're losing our freedoms now. Remember when you didn't have to wear a seatbelt? You chose to do it if you want. Remember when you could smoke in a restaurant? There was a designated smoking section. This is how they get you. They gradually change the rules. And in the generation that grew up being able to smoke in a restaurant, being able to not wear seatbelts, they're going to piss and moan, but eventually they're going to die off. And the next generation that's the only thing they know, well, this is normal life. I can't drive a car without a seatbelt on. I can't go to a restaurant and smoke. I got to go outside. I'm not a smoker. But you know what? I don't care if you smoke. It is your God-given right to do so. That's why they had smoking and non-smoking. And some people will say, well, Tom, there's really no difference between non-smoking and smoking areas. There is. Because in the non-smoking section, you didn't have smoke. In the smoking section, you had machines and filters that would suck the smoke up and filter it out so it didn't get throughout the whole restaurant or bar. But yet, we're okay with that. And now my kids, they don't know any better. This is how they grew up. They never knew of a restaurant that had a smoking section. So they don't give a rat's behind. If you want to smoke, you're going outside because that's the way it is. That's the way it's always been for them. Not for me. I go to the bar. I didn't smoke. But I'd hang out with people that smoked and it didn't bother me. Oh, well, Tom, what about the secondhand smoke? Okay, that's on me. If I want to be around that, so be it. Don't dictate where I can and cannot go. Don't dictate what I can and cannot do. And if you think it stops at a pandemic with the World Health Organization, you're blind as a bat. I don't know how blind bats are, but I'm assuming they're pretty blind. Don't they use echolocation? I think they do. Okay. Anyway, you're blind as a bat because it's not going to end there. This is the first step of the great I shouldn't even say the first step. This is another step of the great reset. The World Health Organization is going to be our granddaddy. They're going to tell us what we can do and what we can't do. Bullshit. Why do you think there's so many shootings going on in America right now? Because they know that they have to get this great reset going and they have to get it moving and quick. So they are going to put gun control out there. And people are going to be like, oh my God, people are getting shot left and right. It's all Democrats that are shooting people. The media is going to tell you that this Buffalo, New York grocery store shooter was a right-wing fanatic white supremacist. He's not. What they're not telling you is he was a climate change Greta Thunberg wannabe. He hated white supremacists. He was a typical liberal. Every time you see a mass shooting, it's a liberal. The media will turn it around and look at any aspect to make him say, that sounds Republican. That sounds like a conservative. That sounds like somebody who loves Trump. Let's put that out there. And then they disregard the fact that this guy is a raging liberal. There is going to come a point in time where the media is going to have to defend itself. And all of you in the media that are perpetuating lies and propaganda, you don't have a leg to stand on. And shame on you, because you have manipulated, you have coerced, you have destroyed so many lives with your lies, just so you can get ahead in life. It's not all about you. It's not all about you. We are America. We are Americans. And one thing Americans do is they stand together and they rise up. When the shit hits the fan, Americans band together. That's who we are. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Indian. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. We're all Americans. Remember 9/11? I will never, ever, ever forget. To my dying day, I was working. This was in 2001, 2002. I was working as a manager at Staples. And one of my departments was the copy center. And I helped a gentleman out who was from Germany. And he came here on a student visa. And I was talking to him after 9/11. And he was amazed. He said, the patriotism in this country is far and beyond anywhere I've ever been. Everywhere you turn, there's an American flag. Everywhere I look, people love this country. I will never forget that. Because when the shit hits the fan, Americans are going to band together. And people, Democrats, Republicans, they are going to see. Now, there's going to be some Democrats, communists, that just can't be rehabilitated. They can't. They're going to fight against the Constitution and our free will. And sorry, you're not going to win this fight. I am going to preface this statement by saying I do not condone violence against our government, nor do I want violence against our government. My ideal dream would be to vote this government out. But I'm telling you right now, in my little circle, more and more people, and this number is increasing every day, are ready to take up arms against our government. It is getting to that point. And I believe the next show I do is going to revolve around the fact that I think we are on the precipice of another civil war. I mean, what other recourse do we have? What are we going to do to change the course of this country? I mean, the Democrats have proven that they are efficient. They can cheat and they can alter the outcome of an election. And the Republicans are knowing that they're going to cheat, but they don't care. They're just going to accept it. What are we going to do other than take back our country? We are on, I mean, listen, look at how, if you want any type of history, go and look at the history of Venezuela. They were one of the most prosperous countries in South America. They had oil reserves to the hilt. And they were prosperous. And then they got a socialist leader in. And now people are fighting for food, killing each other on the streets because they have no electricity, no power, no food, no water, while the government lives high off the hog. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's coming here. We are already in the beginning stages. Have you seen the inflation? Have you seen the gas prices? Have you been to the stores? Have you paid your energy bills? We are right at the beginning of where Venezuela started. My God, 1 to 2 years from now, we're going to be eating our dogs, our cats. We're going to be killing each other on the streets because that's how you need to survive. That's what's coming if we don't change it. And I don't want to be this doom and gloom guy, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not started stocking up on water and food, you better do so. If you have not started thinking of a way to protect your family and your homestead, you better start doing it. I don't care if it's protecting your own home or protecting your neighborhood. You better start doing it. Grow your own food. Store your own water. I know it's against the law, according to the government now, but you need to do that because it's coming. Because this Communist Party of America, which is the former Democrat Party, they could give two rats' asses about you. They don't care. They don't care that you're suffering. They don't care that you can't afford to feed your children. They don't care that you can't pay rent. All they care about is power. All they care about is control. And I am very skeptical that when November comes in America, that it's going to make a difference. I mean, I've already been banned from YouTube, so let me just say it. At this point, if nothing changes, there's only one way to take back this country, and I'm not going to go out and blatantly say it. I'll let you read between the lines. Who is going to fight for this country? Who are going to be the patriots in the 21st century? I'm willing to die for my country. Because if I can die and give my children and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, at least somewhat of a life that I lived growing up, then I've done my job. You know, as a parent, as I was growing up and I became a parent, my goal was to give my children a better life than what I had. I don't think that's even possible now. Because the government is too far involved in our life. The government's going to tell you what you can and can't do. You know, you can work as hard as you want, but if the government doesn't want you to work in this job, well, yeah, we're going to put you over here in sanitary. Doesn't matter if you have a master's in communications or business. Well, we think you're better off being a janitor or a street sweeper or who knows. That is what's coming down. Your political affiliations and your social credit score is going to determine your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren's life. Hell, the Hunger Games look more and more like a reality series now because that's what we're going to. You're going to have a group of people in the Capitol who are the elitists and they have all the fashion. They live the lavish life. And the rest of us, well, we're working 5, 6, 7 days a week trying to make ends meet while the government, the social elite, are living high off the hog. We are struggling to get by. And you know what? Go back to Roman times. What appeased the Roman population? Gladiator duels. The Hunger Games is not that far different. I'm not convinced that that's not what's coming. Okay, we have to appease the masses, so let's just randomly pick a bunch of people and let's see who survives. That's what's coming. And I'm not making a joke about this. I seriously can see this coming. This is where we're going. Hollywood imitates life. And I am terrified of the future. I really am. Because I don't see anything good coming out of what the Democrat Party is offering us. They have no qualms about $4.50, $5.50 diesel gas prices. They have no qualms about 8.5% inflation that's just going to do nothing but go up. And then you have these people saying, oh, Biden's doing a great job. 34% of the people in this country think Biden's doing a good job. I would like to sit those 34% of those people down and just drill them. Tell me how Biden's doing a good job. What is he doing that you like? Well, he's opening the border. Okay, so he's opening us up to more entitlements and more terrorism. What else is he doing good? Nobody can answer that. And I'm telling you, Joe Biden makes Jimmy Carter look like Ronald Reagan at this point. I love it how all these people who were all over Facebook in November saying, oh, yeah, Orange Man gone, Biden, woo-hoo, you don't hear from them. And when you ask them, hey, how's Joe Biden treating you? Well, it's Putin's fault. Nope, it's not. It is not Putin's fault. Jennifer Granholm, just the energy secretary, again, the failed Michigan governor, who couldn't get the job as energy secretary in the Barack Obama administration because she was unqualified. She gets the job in the Biden administration. She is all about, it's all Putin's fault, even though it is extremely, anybody that wants to do the work can look and see that these gas prices and this inflation has been happening prior to this Russian invasion. She wants to capitulate the same narrative. Oh, it's Putin's fault. Putin price hike. The American people aren't buying it anymore. The American people realize that the Democrat Party is really out to destroy this country as it is. And I hope and I pray that come November, we can still take this country back. Now, before I end the show, I want to talk to you because this is great news. On Twitter, half of Joe Biden's followers have been determined to be fake, which coincides with the fact that 81,000 or 81 million people voted for Joe Biden? Nope. How many of those were fake? This is why Twitter is, in my opinion, not even reputable. Because who knows who you're talking to? Who knows who you're arguing with? These are fraudulent accounts. And this is, honestly, Twitter is up for some pretty serious legal issues. They are falsifying data. They are falsifying how many. Basically, their stockholders are being manipulated. This is great. This is why, you know, I don't know what to think about Elon Musk. I think he's pro free speech and everything, but I don't know if he's a liberal or a Democrat. But what he's doing is he's bringing all of this out. He's bringing this to the public eye that what you're dealing with on Twitter half the time are fake accounts and bots. And it's ridiculous. And Twitter's saying, oh, we've got maybe 5%. Well, it's well over 50. It's well over 50. And this is what you deal with every day on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. I hate Twitter because I never got into it. I never did. Facebook, F them. Honestly, you're going to ban me before I even start an account. Screw you. And, you know, I'm going to go to, and I'm going to continue to say this, go to Truth Social Media. It's Trump's page. The Paranormal Patriot. Like the page on the Paranormal Patriot. On Truth Media, or Truth Social Media, I think is what it is, whatever. But before you do that, go to 76patriot.net. I just bought a Second Amendment flag that I'm going to display proudly this summer. Every year we have a huge 4th of July party, and every year we have a huge Halloween party. And during the 4th of July, I have a flagpole that will display the Second Amendment flag, and during the Halloween party, it's going to be posted on the wall behind me. They are good quality products. Go to 76patriot.net. Help out a fellow listener, James Dunn. He's running the show on 76patriot.net. Good quality stuff, hats, flags, whatever you want. Contact him and tell him, hey, I'm here because the Paranormal Patriot sent me. Alrighty, everybody, we're going to end the show this week. I appreciate you listening. We are at a crossroads. Man, we are at a crossroads. Keep an eye on this WHO vote. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Just looking around it. So I put in work. And one day I found it. I became hot. Now everybody that wanted my spot. Just cause the show you start at the bottom. And one day you make it and get to the top. Cause it's my destiny. Now I got money. I got to the left of me, cause it's my destiny, I live my dream, I really feel this was success should be, cause it's my destiny. Some say that I'm old school, but look at me, I'm making up new rules, since I was young, it's always been my dream, just to be on top, cause this is what it means getting the money.